You're listening to Real Paranormal Talk with Jeff Trelawitz, part of CKCC Radio. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Podbean. And now your host, Jeff Trelawitz.
And welcome back to episode number 109 of Real Paranormal Talk here on CKCC Radio. As always, my name is Jeff, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about a cryptid. Now, for every well-known cryptid like Bigfoot or, you know, the Loch Ness Monster or any of those, there's always other ones that don't get enough love or appreciation or mention. So today I'm going to talk about something that I don't know that many people outside of the, you know, paranormal world really know that much about. Today we're going to talk about a creature who was spotted, unfortunately dead, all the way back in July 2008 in Montauk, New York. And, well, it's just known as the Montauk Monster. That's really simple. The story begins on July 23rd, 2008. Three friends were walking along a beach called Ditch Plains Beach, which is about 2 miles east of Montauk. It's a popular surfing spot. Lots of people go there. Well, these kids found something that they can't quite explain, and either can I. I'm looking at a picture right now, and I can't really explain what I'm looking at. It is a creature of some sort, completely hairless, which, you know, is strange enough as it is. Most animals have some kind of fur or hair or something. Not the Montauk Monster. It's about, I want to say about two feet long, I would say. And, there's not a whole lot to say about it. They think it was, you know, one of the explanations, which makes absolutely no sense to me, is they say it was a water-degraded raccoon. It does not look like a raccoon. And I don't know that anything in the water would, for any length of period, would take away all of its fur. First, they said it, another explanation, which is as reliable as saying that aliens are weather balloons. It's a turtle without a shell. That cannot be. Turtles cannot lose their shell. I mean, again, they're not even trying with some of these explanations. One of the friends that came across the Montauk Monster, this is how it was described by the person. It looked like a sun-baked dog carcass with strange bindings around its legs. Didn't seem like the right size to be a dog, and instead of a snout, the creature seemed to have a beak. They took a picture and sent it, you know, to various news sources, which, of course, came up with the horrible, cheesy explanations that make no sense. They even say, you know, and it has appeared on several different shows being discussed on paranormal networks. I saw it on Paranormal Caught on Camera. Jesse Ventura actually even once discussed it on one of his shows. And they even, the weird thing is, they never even tested the corpse to get a DNA sample, which, hello, red flag. And it's, from what I understand, only been seen that one time. Now, again, I'm looking at a zoomed in picture of it. The teeth definitely do not look like a dog. They don't look like raccoon. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. It's just, again, I look at it this way. The world is large. And how much of it is actually discovered is very little. So every day, you know, scientists are finding new fish, new insects, new whatever, in undiscovered parts of this world. Could there be more living Montauk monsters? Of course there could be. In this world, there's nothing but possibility. I implore you to take a look for yourself. Look at the word Montauk Monster. And that is M-O-N-T-A-U-K, Montauk Monster. I want you to Google it, find whatever you can of this, and let me know what you think. Because, again, I got nothing. It is a creepy looking thing. There are things around its arms. I don't know. Completely hairless, which, again, zoomed in is really creepy. So, yeah, take a look. Let me know what you think. Do you think that this is a true cryptid? Or is there a better explanation? Let me know what you think. And finally, this is going to be a short episode. I do have a public service announcement. I've done this many times. I will continue to do this just because I want to. Your public service announcement is this. There are 205 more days to Halloween. Just 205. We're like, this year's already going by so fast. It's already April. I'm already older since the last time I came to you. Well, what's that about? And in parting, I've recently talked about the passing of the family dog. I heard him again. Clear as day. Heard him coming down the stairs and then just stopping in his favorite spot. So, I've talked about spirit animals, and I am now 100% convinced that if humans can still exist in a different plane and make their presence known every once in a while, so can your beloved animals, cats, dogs, rabbits, mouse. Not so much fish, unless you leave the bowl there, but that would be weird. So, just look for a sign. And you may be surprised with what you find. So, shout out to my boy. I'm looking at his picture right now, and he's like, yeah, I'm here. So, alright, I'm going to let you go on that note. Hopefully it brought a smile to your eye, just like it did to me when I heard the pitter-patter of my buddy coming down the stairs to see me. So, alright, on that note, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Real Paranormal Talk here on CKCC Radio. As always, my name is Jeff, and as always, we are the home of all things spooky when it comes to CKCC Radio. If you have a topic you want me to discuss, just hit me up on the Twitter, or X. I mean, it's Twitter. Nothing's changed. You can call it X all you want. You don't go to X.com. Sorry, Elon. All right, hit me up. Let me know what you want me to discuss. And in the meantime, have a good one, everybody.